Hi, my name is Shanine for the Nerd of Godcast, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. If you're listening to this right now, you might be like me in that you love podcasts. You might also be like me in that you try to listen to way too many podcasts and have a totally ridiculous backlog of episodes, but you don't let that stop you from subscribing to 10 new podcasts a day and re-listening to your old favorites. I recently started listening to Welcome to Night Vale again from the beginning. Anyone who has listened to this weird audio drama will be familiar with the Glow Cloud, a strange glowing cloud that appears over their town, seemingly doing nothing, but also probably causing a lot of weirdness, and then it disappears. When the Glow Cloud finally leaves, Cecil from the Night Vale radio station says they may never understand what the Glow Cloud was and why it did what it did. He continues to say, "Sometimes you go through things that seem huge at the time, like a mysterious glowing cloud devouring your entire community. While they're happening, they feel like the only thing that matters, and you can hardly imagine that there's a world out there that might have anything else going on. And then the glow cloud moves on, and you move on, and the event is behind you, and you may find that, as time passes, you remember it less and less. There are events in the world and in our lives that seem huge and all-consuming and completely life-altering. But sometimes, as all-consuming as they were at the time, the farther away you get from those events, the smaller they can seem. The details grow fuzzy and their day-to-day impact shrinks. And sometimes those events are truly life-altering. Time alone doesn't seem to be enough to allow you to move on. Maybe it was a hard situation or a difficult loss that has left you grieving. Maybe it was a mistake you made that has left you feeling guilty and ashamed. You feel stuck in the past, and it's impossible to imagine a life without the feelings caused by those events. But in Isaiah 43, God says, 'Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.' It's not always so easy just to forget the past, but God is at work in those events and in our lives, not just getting rid of the past things, but giving us wonderful new things. He is at work healing our hurts and cleansing our unrighteousness, taking all the brokenness of our past away. But He doesn't leave it at that. He then takes us and makes us whole, giving us unfathomable blessings. Where have you seen God at work healing your past? Where do you see Him now, bringing you into a new future? That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check us out at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Shanine for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.